Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Stage Prop. This file will take you behind the scenes, or rather, in the scene of a big play that's being performed in your town. Now, you had the brilliant idea of contacting someone you knew through a friend of a friend of a friend that somehow, somewhere, got you in contact with the stage manager of this play. And somehow, through speaking to him, he agreed to let you see the play from the inside. There were a lot of hurdles to overcome. So I, the stage manager, asked you to come by early. Long before the show would begin, long before curtains up. I snuck you in through one of the back doors, taking you to a small prop room that was not yet busy with all the people running around as they would do before a play. No, right now in this room it was still fairly quiet, and I urged you to remain quiet. It's very, very important, if you want to see the play, that you listen to me. It's not going to be easy to smuggle you in and to let you stay there unnoticed. You might think that there's 1,001 places to hide in a theater, but there's also a lot of people. Every corner is known to them. Any break they get, they'll find those sneaky corners and take a moment for themselves. If I try to hide you anywhere where you could see the stage, they would find you, and that simply will not do. Nobody must know that you're here. So I have a plan. It's not going to be easy, and it requires you to listen very, very carefully. I am going to place you on the stage itself as a prop. Now, you might think that you'll need training for this, but there is a way for you to get the right frame of mind in no time at all. All you have to do is listen. Listen for a moment while I speak. See, as I speak, I'm going to help your mind to get into the right frame, to get ready for the scene where all you have to do is stand still and watch. And in fact, you won't even have to stand at all. It will be completely easy, and you can just relax and see the whole play if you listen to everything that I say. Pay very close attention, because there's a lot of rules to follow backstage, but you only need to listen to one right now. Me. Listen to my words and let your mind focus on what I'm saying. To smuggle you in, I am going to make you a prop, completely still, motionless. And you're going to do exactly as I say, because you want to see the play very badly. You want to see it and live it, up close and so very, very beautiful, in the middle of the play. There will be nothing you need to do for your performance other than listening. All you need to do is just let my words help you to drop into this blank place. This place where all you do is listen, watch, observe, blank, empty. Now, of course, I'm not going to ask you to just stand still for a very long time. So I'm going to support your body. See, the chair you're sitting on now, while you're listening to me, we're going to use it as the basis for your prop. Of course, I'll have to put some things around your body to make sure that you're not recognizable. But just trust me, it'll be fine. I'm just putting this rope around your legs and your arms so that I can put stuff to it. You can just listen to my voice and let yourself slip deeper and deeper, imagining yourself being part of the play. You would do anything to sit there in the middle of the stage, motionless. And you will. Just listen to my words around you. Feel the rope being put around you. Bits of tape here and there as I slowly start to decorate you. Paper, plastic, who knows what else. Very carefully, I just put all these little bits and pieces around you so that you become completely unrecognizable. And at the same time, you might notice that you're, well, very relaxed, kind of empty in your head. You're still awake. I mean, you're aware of what's happening, but this is all okay because it means that you get to be on stage without having to learn anything or do anything other than just being blank. You take a few deep breaths while I keep on tying you down to the chair. More and more decoration, tape, rope, touching. Some of the touches are even a bit naughty. You don't know if it's just me putting the ropes around you, but I told you that it's important to listen. It's very important to follow all the instructions of sitting perfectly still, even if that stillness means that you might get a bit aroused. Being tied up is not exactly innocent either, but it's all for the good of the play, isn't it? It's all for the good of the moment, but that's okay. And sometimes I might need to adjust your legs. My fingers could brush over your inner thighs as I put more ropes around your legs. Brushing over your chest as I place more things around you, making you completely unrecognizable. Your eyes have naturally closed as I place things around your head. You can feel the various ropes around your body. They constrain you, but they also support you. You know that they're there to support you for sitting still, motionless, for so long. You keep feeling my fingers, my hands, my touch everywhere. Almost every part of your body gets touched lightly as I tie you down beautifully to the chair, decorating you as a prop. You have no idea what you are or what you're going to be. You trust me to get you where you wanted to be. On stage, a prop. You cannot move. You have to listen, following the rules, my words, my instructions. Nobody can know that you're there. Not the other players, not the audience. You'll be sitting at the back of the stage. The audience will see you if you move. So I want you to practice being perfectly still, no matter what I do. my fingers keep brushing gently over more and more sensitive spots, tempting and arousing. You can hear the slight tease in my voice as I do so. This is all just a play, isn't it? A prelude to what's about to come. A bit of entertainment before the real show. You'll have to sit still for a while, so it would be nice to have some thoughts to entertain you, wouldn't it? And as you sit there, tied up, at the same time you're kind of powerless. But a stage prop has no power. It just sits there, still, motionless. It is there to be seen and not seen. The outside is seen, but the hidden inside the back is hidden from the world. You slowly hear other things happening around you, but you realize that your mind is getting emptier and emptier with the moment. Your thoughts fade away further and further as you let yourself drop into that state needed to sit still for so long. And it's okay. You can relax. You feel me lifting you up and starting to move you. Right now you have no idea how you look from the outside. You can see out, but you cannot see in. You have no idea if you're a piece of furniture, a plant, a statue, or anything else. All you know is that you will sit motionless, powerless, watching and observing the play as it happens around you, listening and obeying the rules, quiet, still, motionless. As I place you in the back of the stage, slowly when you open your eyes, you notice other things around you. You notice people around you preparing, getting ready, shouting, talking, the hush of people. Time seems to both slow down and speed up. The tone of the people around you changes as the moment of curtain gets closer. Tied up, motionless, quiet. You can hear how other people are hushed to silence, as behind the curtain, from your perspective, the audience is streaming in. Seats are filled, voices babbling. You suddenly realize that so many people will see you and not see you. They will look past you, but you will see them. When the time finally comes for the curtains to open, you are frozen in place. The arousal in your body, the anticipation is teasing you, but you can't move. Part of you almost wonders if you would, if you could. Would you start playing with yourself while nobody else knows what's going on? Would you be quietly masturbating in the middle of a stage while a play is going on all around you? Perhaps. It is time the curtain opens. The audience is sitting in front of you. There are so many of them. Quiet. Tied down. Motionless. You realize that you cannot even move your fingers, they've been taped down. Your arms and legs firmly stuck. You can look around, slightly hazed, as something close to your eyes prevents you from being seen. Time. Time is all around you as the play begins and progresses. Through all the ups and downs, through the performance that's happening right in front of you, you see the whole play from behind. It is a strange shift in perspective and yet a deeply powerful one. You both see the characters as completely real as you become part of the stage, as well as see and hear what's happening outside of the view of the audience. You are both a prop and a real part of the fantasy. In this moment, you don't exist as yourself, but as a prop, as a piece of someone else's story, and you don't even know what piece. When the break comes, you're almost disappointed. Curtain closes, lots of running, subtle yelling, hushed tones. It seems like only seconds when the curtains open again, the audience sitting down in the same place they were before, subtle differences. But the play is not the audience. The stage is your focus once it begins again. Words, movements, actions, performances, you are part of it. You are part of the story, a piece in a play. A small sliver of fantasy mixed with reality. And it arouses you to know that nobody knows you're there. Sometimes you imagine an audience member looking straight at you. A little hint of arousal, a little peak of pleasure. And yet, their eyes pass you by unnoticing. Time seems so twisted in this state. Everything happens so slowly, you see every little detail of the play. You see fingers tapping on someone's back. You see small little things happening that the audience can never see. You are part of it. You are the play. You are part of the stage, and you are deeply aroused, completely tied down, powerless, helpless, motionless. The play eventually has to come to an end. The actors bow, the curtains close, the lights dim, the audience leaves. But your time is not finished yet. You know that you cannot be moved until everyone else is gone. The tone changes from fantasy to reality or the other way around. People become different, clothes seem to magically transform. And yet, you are still part of the stage. You are the stage, you are the play, and around you is happening so much more. You notice relationships and interactions. You notice the whole world moving around you as you sit there, sensitive, taking it all in. Part of you isn't even sure when the play started or ended. It all blurs together, and yet every moment is vividly etched inside your mind. Eventually, it becomes dark and quiet. For a moment, you wonder if you are forgotten. When a hand suddenly touches the back of your neck, you hear my voice again. It is time. Time to come with me. I slowly cut through your bonds. You stand still deeply in a trance and follow me, still listening. Obeying, following the instructions, as if you have a choice. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can stay nice and deep. Let me take you wherever I would. Otherwise, you can awaken refreshed, if perhaps slightly confused on the nature of reality. Life is a play after all.